Christ spoke about four types of soils, ideas, four types of hearts. And unfortunately, the first three types give no fruits. The only type, the only kind who bear fruits would the last one or the fourth one. Also, it is very well known story, very well known parable, but it is not a story. It is not just a story. البعض بياخد الكلام على انه كلام لطيف وقصة جميلة، لكن ما بياخدش باله يعني في القصة الجميلة ديت، في هذه الكلمات البسيطة السيد المسيح بيحط أسرار الأبدية، أسرار الخلاص. The mystery of the kingdom of God. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples when they asked him, what does this parable mean? He said to them, to you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, my speech in this lesson is about the fruits. What is the importance of being fruitful? And not only the importance of being fruitful, but what is the danger of having no fruits? يعني ساعة الواحد يحس ان هو يعني لو جاب ثمر يبقى كويس، لكن لو ما جابش حاجه. No. It is very dangerous to bear no fruits. And my speech will be in few points. Actually, three main points. The importance of being fruitful and the danger of having no fruits. This is the first point. The second point, what is the fruit? And the third point, how to bear fruits. How to be fruitful person. About the first point, the importance of being fruitful, I remind you what St. John Baptist said to the Jews. He said to them, every tree that does not bear good fruits, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. This is not only St. John the Baptist who said this. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3 and verse 10, but also our Lord Jesus Christ in the same Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 20, said the same statement, the same words, that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. تبان الخطورة هنا، أن كل شجرة لا تصنع ثمر جيد تقطع وتلقى في النار. And I highlight upon the word good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit. What is the meaning of good fruit? Because there is good fruit and there is bad fruit. And that's why it is not only John the Baptist who said this, chapter 7, the Gospel of Matthew, we read the same words, and he said that every good tree bears good fruit. الشجرة الجيدة تصنع ثمر جيد. And the bad tree bears bad fruit. والشجرة اللي بتعمل ثمر رديء. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said that. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. من ثمارهم تعرفونه. الواحد بيتعرف من الثمر بتاعه. تشوف انسان ثمره حلو، فانسان حلو. تشوف انسان ثمره بر، يبقى انسان مش حلو. I can remind you also that this is not only in the New Testament. But if we go back to the Old Testament and mainly to chapter 5 in the book of Isaiah, when our Lord spoke about the disappointing vineyard in Karma, الرديه اللي ما جابتش ثمر. And how God planted this vineyard on a very fruitful hill. You can go back to chapter 5 in the book of Isaiah. He spoke about a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. Karm ala akama khusma. And God cleared out his stone. Nadaf al-hidara ba'am. Planted it with the choicest vine. يعني عملوا أحسن نوع من أنواع البر. On a very fruitful hill, cleared out its stone and planted it with choicest vine, أحسن نوع, and built a tower in the midst, وعمل برج في الوسط. Not only this, and also a wine press in it, وعمل في معصر. All seemed necessary for this vineyard to bear good fruit and good grapes have been fulfilled. And that's why it is written that so he expected it to bring forth good grapes. بعد ما عمل القرن الجميل دوت على أكرم خصبه ونقى الحجارة بتاعته وحط أحسن نوع من أنواع القرن وغرس فيه أو حط فيه في النص ورد وعمل فيه معصرة. الوضع الطبيعي إنه توقع وانتظر أن يصنع عمل جميل. He expected it to bring forth good grapes, but unfortunately it brought forth wild grapes. فصنع عمل رديء. And so God said in this chapter, now judge please between me and my vineyard. أحكموا بيني وبين قرني. إيه اللي ممكن كنت أعمله ما عملتوش؟ What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done it? إيه اللي ممكن أعمله للقرن بتاعي وأنا قصرت فيه ما عملتوش؟ عملتله أحسن يعني. والسؤال المحزن اللي بيسأله why then when I expected it to bring forth good This is the question. This is the same question. Directed to me and to you and to everybody. Why God is expecting you to bring forth good fruit? And up to now, he found none. Or he found wild leaves, bad fruits. It is sorrowful story. It is sorrowful condition. This is one example. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, about the disappointing vineyard. I can remind you also by with the second example, the very fig tree, Shagarat al-Tir, اتكلم عنها المسيح في لوقا 13 وقال ان كان في واحد عنده كرب وفي وسط الكرب غرس تين وبعد كده شجر التين وبعد كده جاء يلقط الثمر. ثلاث سنين ما لقاش فيها ثمر. Iman planted this fig tree in his vineyard and began seeking fruit on it. They never had summer. My brother, it is very important. Our Lord Jesus Christ is seeking for your fruit. And unfortunately, he found none. What did he say to the keeper? He said to him, cut it down, the path. Leave every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. This is the rule. And that is why the man said to the keeper, cut it down. I gave 3 years to this tree and I found no fruits. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? The rest of the fire. My brother, our Lord Jesus Christ is expected and seeking, not for 3 years, but for so many, many years, for me and for you, to bear fruit. And he comes every year seeking for the fruit. And the word is very, very sorrowful. Cut it down. The path. The man's a little bit. And you know how the keeper answered him and said, "Sir, let it alone this year also." يا سيد اترك هذه السماء. معلش اديها فرصة. اديها فرصة. What shall you do? I will dig around it. أنا هحفر حواليه. And I will fertilize it. بحط لها شوية شوية زبد أو اللي يسموه سماد. Fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that, you can cut it down. This is the rule. And once again, I remind you, this is for a tree. 3 times for 3 years, he came and found no fruits. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming now to see the fruit in your life. Shall he find fruit or not? And I remind you with the third example, which is very famous in the Holy Week. أسبوع البصحة ويوم الاثنين البصحة بالذات. Why our Lord Jesus Christ is coming or was coming from Bethany to Jerusalem
عن
الأشهر الصمر. He found no fruit. And so his false fig tree was cursed by him. Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. لا يأكل مني أحد ثمرا إلى الأبد. My father says, is the importance of being fruitful and the danger of having no fruit. And if you come daily, this morning and every day, and the prayer of the third hour, the gospel of prayer of the third hour is that I am the true vine and the karma. And my father is the vine dresser and karma. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And lost me in my lips, summer, in Zao, in Bao. This is very important. This is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. If you are branch in the true vine, you have to be fruitful. Otherwise, it will take away, or he will take it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he ruins. الوصفني الذي وصف إن الطين واي ليأتي بالثمر أكثر ذلك يمكن more fruit. This is the first point which is the importance of being fruitful and the danger of having no fruit. The second point, what is the fruit? What they say that I am fruitful. I always come to the church every week. And I always come to the spiritual meeting. And I attend the discipline. And I may serve as someday school teacher. And I may serve as a deacon. I may serve as a member in the board of deacons. I have so many servants. Please, all these are good. To come to the church, to attend the interview, to share the communion, to serve in the Sunday school, or as a deacon, or in the world of deacon, anywhere. All these are very good. But please, all these are green leaves. Where is the word? These are not the fruits. So what is the fruit? The fruit is your precious soul. The fruit is your heart, which God is seeking for. My son, give me your heart. اوعوا تستمروا في الثمر اللي عايزها المسيح هي مجرد ان الواحد يخدم كل ده شيء جميل ورائع، لكن ياما ناس تخدم ويدور المسيح على ثمره حقيقيه ما يلاقيش. يدور المسيح على قلب دايم مليان حب ومليان فرح ومليان سلام ومليان ايمان ومليان تعبد ما يلاقيش. وممكن يلاقي كل الزخرفه دي عباره عن ورق اخضر جميل هيجي في يوم من الايام يكشف ويقع ويصير الواحد عريان. To leave the person naked. If these leaves fall or fell down and you are not fruitful, what shall you see? All these are not the fruits which our Lord Jesus Christ seeks for, but he seeks for the repentant heart,
for your very precious soul, which he had redeemed by his precious blood. الثمرة الحقيقية هي نفسك الغالية. وأنت بالتالي اللي المسيح بيدور عليه هو ده اللي المسيح جعان فيه، جعان إن يشوف نفسك تائبة محملة بالحب. When he sees you full of love, full of joy, spiritual joy, full of peace, long suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all these points mentioned in the epistle St. Paul to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. رسالة إلى لاطيا أصحاح 5 آية 22 اللي بيتكلم فيها عن ثمر الروح. So to serve as the work of deacon, to serve as a deacon, to serve as somebody's good teacher, all of these are good, but it is not the fruit. The fruit is your repentant heart, is your precious soul. نفسك الغالية هي اللي بيدور عليها المسيح. عشان كده في ناس هيقولوا للمسيح يا رب ده احنا خدمناه، ده احنا لسه بنتبنى وكنا بنثبت بنعمل معجزات، تيجي تحطنا بره كده؟ يقول لهم ما اعرفوش، انا ما اعرفوش، اذهبوا عني لا اعرفوش. الحكايه مش حكايه خدمه وبس، والحكايه مش حكايه مواهب وبس، كانوا اصحاب مواهب قالوا له باسمك تنبأنا وباسمك صنعنا معجزات، لكن قالوا بره. ليه؟ ما كانش فيه القلب التايب اللي مليان حب ومليان فرح ومليان سلام. عشان كده حبايبي ده real fruit، الثمرة الحقيقية is your heart, is your precious soul. دي غالية قوي عند المسيح. أما الباقي كله are very good, very good, but it is not the truth. لو أنا حلو خالص يبقى رائع لو أنت زهقت بالثمر اللي هو. So to have fruit, to have fruit. Do you believe that being a fruitful, this will glorify God, and this will be a good evidence that you are His disciple? This is what our Lord Jesus Christ said. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So, being fruitful, it will glorify God the Father, but not this. And so, you will be my disciples. My disciples. That is easy. Now, the third and last point, how to be a fruit. If it is a fruit. This is the last point. Believe me, the fruit is not your fruit, but it is the fruit of the Spirit inside you. You are the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And if you subject yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you His fruit, because the fruit are the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of you. This is what is said by St. Paul. يا جماعة الثمر مش جدعنة ومجرد جهاد شخصي مني، لكن it is a combination between me and the Holy Spirit. It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit inside me. الثمر الروح جوايا. So, when you subject yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you will find yourself peaceful, full of joy, friends and even to your enemies. For peace, have long suffering, have kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and all these which St. Paul mentioned in his Epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 22. Now, can you examine yourself and dig around your soul? رحبوا حوالين نفسك وتشوف ايه السبب اللي معطل الصبر. يبقى في عباره معطله. And it has to be cleaned or cleared out. يبقى في throne of thrones اللي هو الشوك which shook the fruits, the lust والشهوات اللي موجوده. You have to fertilize your heart. And to fly your heart with the word of God, with the sermon, with confession, with repentance. This will fertilize the soil of your heart. After the moment in the world, give to the Lord your good. And at the Tiabuna, will the gum summer and gum summer with the name? And at the gum summer and gum with the name? I am a man of old age, and those who bear fruit, they bought their fruit in the youth while they were young. It is good to bear fruit while you are youth. But believe me, believe me. At any time you can be fruitful, and I will remind you what the Holy Spirit in the Psalm 92, it is said that how long you think was called in the Arabic and the English and the Turkish was called in the Sayyid with Ayah 13 and 15. We only know for the man who is speaking in the Arabic in the Ukraine. هي دي قليلة انهم تبقوا مدروسين في بيت الرب. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord مدروسين في بيت الرب. في ديار الهنا يزهرون. Shall flourish in the courts of our God. ايضا يثمرون في الشيبة. يعني في الشيبة بتاعتهم يبقوا مصريين. They shall still bear fruit in old age. يَكُونَ لِسَانًا وَخُدْرًا. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the God is upright. يُخْبِرُكَ أَنَّ الرَّبُّ. All you have chance to bear fruit and to be a fruitful person. وكان الرجل لا يتاني مغروسين في بيت الرب في ديار الأهل. انت مغروس في الكنيسة. You are implanted here and everything is available for you to bear fruit. The word of God between your hands, the altar of the church, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ,